The Alex Jones Show. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Now, we got a lot of breaking news. We'll be getting to it, obviously, in the next 3.5 hours we've got left in this very important, critical, urgent, existential broadcast. But we can put that back on screen again, please. I specifically, and I probably said it 300 times or more, have been saying they're going to try to blow Trump's plane out of the air with a surface-to-air missile and then blame Iran and use that to attack Iran as well. And then I've been saying that since July 14th. Over and over and over again, and now the Trump folks have responded and have gotten anti-missile aircraft to protect Trump's plane. Air Force One has the anti-missile systems that if a missile launch is detected, they fire the flares. That, I believe, is the main threat other than poisoning. I was surprised when they tried a shooter again in Mar-a-Lago, but there you go. And, of course, it won't be Iran that blows him out of the air. And Iran has said they're not trying to kill Trump. But Israel is now saying they may strike Iran proper. And the word is, I'll get to you later, that they are going to hit before the election. Talk about an election October surprise. But I wanted to get Dr. Kirk Elliott, great economist and also the top silver slash gold broker in the United States because he has the highest ratings and the best quality at the lowest prices and is a great sponsor of ours at KirkElliottPreciousMetals.com, KEPM.com/gold to go there. The slash gold gets us the support as well. But I want to show you this headline right here why I wanted to get Kirk on today, just 2 days after he was last on. Bank of America calls gold ultimate asset as bullion surges above $2,700 an ounce as predicted by Kirk Elliott. And then it goes through the video and the news report of Bank of America saying that. And you've got all these big governments and billionaires and universities like UT just buying it as fast as they can. But then it comes out, they're trying to keep it quiet because they want to keep the price lower so they can hoard more of it, knowing what's coming in the future. So when I asked Kirk to come on today about this, he also sent me a whole stack of new charts and other big news he says is very important that will tie into all of this. But we have MTG coming out with big breaking news in the election, the economy, the mass awakening to weather weapons and more at the start of the next hour at only 25 minutes from now. So let's go right to Dr. Kirk Elliott. But let's go right to the gold and silver first. You've been coming on for a year. I've known who you are for more than 2 decades and obviously would be on the board previously at Focus on the Family and there at WorldNet Daily. But, man, you have been nailing this. And I have a limited crew. They do a great job. But we haven't gotten around to this. We really need to get all the interviews you've done from the last year. Somebody needs to go through them. Maybe a listener will do this. And find all the predictions you made. And it literally just tracks. When everybody else was saying they'd do a quarter basis point at the Federal Reserve, you said they'd do a half. They did that. So you really know what you're talking about. That's the kind of guess we have on over and over again is the most accurate. Corporate media tries to be deceptive a lot of the time, but more and more, they're even asking Kamala hard questions like, why were you appointed the nominee? That's dictatorial. So a lot's happening. Kirk Elliott, first off, what do you make of Bank of America calls gold ultimate asset as bullion surges to above $2,700 an ounce?
Well, so it's great to be with you again, Alex. And what I take of that is Bank of America is seeing the end game, right? And they're talking about it. As is Jamie Dimon at JP Morgan Chase, as is Warren Buffett getting rid of Bank of America shares, right? He's just dumping like $7 billion worth since July. So what is this endgame? A Bank of America, for lack of a better explanation, is seeing gold, in their exact words, the last safe haven in America for investing. You know, because they're saying treasuries are facing risks from soaring U.S. debt. And so when you have soaring U.S. debt, when you have undercapitalized banks, which is why Jamie Dimon says geopolitical risks are going to cause mayhem to the banking industry, why Warren Buffett is dumping Bank of America shares like it's yesterday's trash. So why is it the last safe haven investment? Because everything else around us, when the foundations around us erode, those kind of investments come down because people pull in the reins, Alex. When we don't know what the future looks like, it's human nature to just pull in the reins. It's like, I don't know what the stock market's going to look like. I don't know what this is going to look like. I'm just going to sit back and hold back for just a bit. Well, the opposite happens in gold and silver. When you've got geopolitical risks and things that are happening globally and this exploding debt spiral, gold and silver act as safe havens. So they actually do very well during times like this. So here's where over the last year, as we've been doing shows, I can remember one of the first one or two shows that we did. You said, where do you think gold is going to go by the end of the year? Where do you think silver is going to go by the end of the year? Even back then, probably $3,000 gold and $50 an ounce silver by the end of the year. Now you're seeing forecasters saying the exact same thing that we said a year ago. And so here's what's interesting about silver. So I was just doing this research over the weekend. I found this research article about three things that need to happen for silver to explode in price. Number one, it needs to basically close above $32.50, which is a very strong technical level. As we record this, silver's at $32.85, right? So it's above $32.50.
And by the way, we are live right now at 11:39 Central Time, but it's also being recorded for posterity, exactly.
Yeah, so we'll see if it closes above $32.50 by the end of the day. But if it does, that's one of the main technical resistance points. There isn't another resistance point until its old high at 48. So we could actually see $50 silver before the end of the year. What's the number two thing that needs to happen? Well, the second thing that needs to happen is it needs to close over 30 euros. So you take out the volatility of the US dollars. It's collapsing. We lost our petrodollar status. And let's basically look at the price of silver in terms of euros. We're about to do that too. And then the third factor is just some research guy, some analyst put together an algorithm that basically looks at paper silver versus physical silver. And we've actually complied with that too. Three major things. We have actually beat two out of the three. If silver closes above $32.50 today, it's lights out. There is no more resistance until 50. Doesn't mean that we're going to go straight up and we're going to still have ups and downs, but the resistance points are gone until the old high. That's what's exciting to me when we've encouraged so many people, Alex, to get into safe ground, to get to something that's actually going to be real and tangible and give you peace of mind in the midst of the storm, where paper assets are eroding, where this debt globally is out of control, and there is going to be some kind of a reset happening. We could see a global pendulum shifting moment on October 22nd through the 24th when the BRICS nations are meeting in Russia. And what are the BRICS nations meeting about? Because we talked about this back in earlier this year, how when January, the BRICS nations added United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Iran, Ethiopia, Egypt, Argentina. Now they're actually officially just admitting them this weekend. They're also going to be talking about the new BRICS currency unit, Alex. So what does that mean? It means they're talking about their own common currency, not just all the different currencies like the yuan and the rupee and the ruble, all the currencies in the BRICS nations. They want their own currency. Looks like they're going to announce that. It looks like they're going to announce the other 12 countries that are waiting in the wings to go into the BRICS system, right? So it's like, good grief. This is like 70% of the world's population. The U.S. has lost its might at the top of the global monetary order, largely in part because of Biden's stupid policies. He's the one that actually put the economic sanctions on Russia that caused Russia to go to China and say, hey, we got kicked out of the SWIFT system. And now they have their own China, basically international banking and, standard kind of thing like SWIFT.
And let me raise that because I obviously you do too. I follow what the main diplomats, NATO, the EU, the US, China, Russia, all of them, Brazil are saying, both BRICS and Western alliances, both globalists and then the rest of the crew, but China's allied with the globalists, but also at loggerheads at some levels. 5 weeks ago, Biden says we're going to start raining missiles on Russia next week. Russia says we'll nuke you. Then a week after that, I start seeing the diplomats and leaders say, actually, it is hurting the dollar. We're going to go ahead and capitulate, super peace, give Russia a third of Ukraine, what they always said they wanted. It's always been part of Russia. Hell, Ukraine's where Russia started. And we're going to go ahead and de-escalate this. And I thought I saw a lot of signs of that. Now they've come back and said, okay, we're going to let Ukraine build its own atomic bomb. They'll have one in 2 weeks. They already have the reactors. They already have the fissile material. And we're just going to go to full war with Russia. So I'm seeing different camps in the globalist order fighting with each other. But at least I'm seeing a fight because, you know, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 2 years ago, there was nothing but unification by them. But I think a lot of the smarter globalists who are evil but don't want to destroy their own system realize that what you keep saying is they are driving the world away from the dollar right now.
Yeah, it's the absolute de-dollarization. So in, let's see, this is in another like 5 days, they're going to be talking about their last bullet point. In the minutes that they basically said, this is our agenda for this meeting, the basically finishing off the de-dollarization of the world. It's like, oh my word. You know, remember, Alex, when they had the first BRICS meeting last year in Durban, South Africa, where they announced basically that they were going to add these other countries, where Putin started off.